Today is Election Day on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
News updates at the top and bottom of the hour. When you need to know on Twitter. And breaking news when it happens. This is News Radio WTAM 1100, Cleveland.
Good evening.
So let's set this up. What are, at this point, the paths to victory for each of Donald Trump and Joe Biden?
A win for Donald Trump in the traditionally Republican state of Indiana, where he won comfortably 4 years ago against Hillary Clinton. Democrats are hoping to make inroads in states where Mr. Trump had narrow victories in the last election, such as Pennsylvania and Wisconsin.
This is Chicago's all-news station, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM, Election 2020.
This is WNYC, FM, HD, and AM, New York.
This is what it sounds like when radio covers the U.S. election. You're hearing bits of actual air checks, recordings of live radio, here from a variety of types of radio stations. Some are all news stations. Some are talk-oriented private sector stations. Some are public sector. Some are in the United States. Some are in Canada. Wherever the radio station is located, one thing is very clear from the sound. The election is very big news. I'm Paul Cross. This is Cross Talk, Media History, Commentary, and Analysis, Season 5, Episode 2. Elections are big news in the places where they are being held, yes, but they're bigger than just news to local radio. Radio station news directors, program directors, general managers, and sales managers are all very concerned that their radio station is heard to be doing well at reporting election results and developments in the counting. It's a matter of pride, competition, and how their radio station is perceived in the market. It's not just the news department or the news folks and the talk show hosts who are involved in election coverage. Sales handles the candidates' ads. Programming makes time available. Creative and production crews create high-energy, attention-getting station identification and promos for the coverage. The results of the election are not what I am talking about here. I want us to listen to some selected bits of coverage from election night and the following morning. In Toronto, radio stations known for news have gone all out with either wall-to-wall dedicated coverage or recurring updates on election night and the following morning.
All eyes on this side of the border, watching the U.S. election, especially American Democrats up here.
We voted as if our lives were dependent on it.
And Ottawa ready to help Canadians down there if needed.
This is America Votes on the iHeartRadio Canada Talk Network. Here is your host, Barb DiGiulio.
Welcome to the show. It is America Votes. Isn't it hard to believe we are already at November 3rd, 2020? What a year it has been. What a night it is going to be.
Keep the faith, guys. We're going to win this. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
We will win this, and we, as far as I'm concerned, we already have won it. So I just want to thank you.
It is Wednesday, November 4th. I'm Ismaila Alpha, and this is a special U.S. election edition of Metro Morning.
Results, hosts, reporters, follow-up newscasts, interviews with expert guests, all part of the solid coverage available on the radio here in Toronto. On WABC 77 in New York, there's a syndicated talk show host on the air after 7 in the evening, while the polls are still open there. Mark Levin is hardcore conservative. He's on more than 400 radio stations across the U.S., and his message here is in code. If polls are still open where you are, get there and vote.
North Carolina, I'm told it's a little tight. If you're in line, stay in line. If you're not in line, please. You got 20 minutes to get your tuchus over there and get in line. If you already voted, call family members and tell them, 20 minutes, get over there. Particularly if you're relatively close to a precinct, now's the time. But get in line, stay in line, and your vote will count. That's what's key.
Levin checks during his show to try to reveal some results from places where the polls are already closed. A little further west and in AM radio range of Toronto in the right conditions at night is Ohio. It's really important in determining who will be president, so I imagine the big news talk stations will have pretty solid coverage. I'll use an app to get the best quality available. Here's what's happening on WTAM News Radio in Cleveland.
Continuing coverage of the 2020 vote on Cleveland's News Radio, WTAM 1100.
Good evening, I'm Tom Moore. Election results starting to come in here in Northeast Ohio and across the state of Ohio. Ohio Secretary of State's office says Joe Biden still leads President Trump here in Ohio by about 350,000 votes, but again, way too close to call as to who is going to get Ohio's 18 electoral votes.
On the south end of Ohio, in Cincinnati, sits one of the most powerful radio transmitters in the U.S. WLW has a clear channel on 700 megahertz. No other station within hundreds of miles can use the frequency 700. So this is a station with a huge footprint for its signal coverage area and significant influence.
News, traffic, and weather. News Radio 700 WLW, Cincinnati.
It's a horse race in Ohio with the 10 o'clock report. I'm Jack Crumley, breaking now.
I'm going to work with whoever the president of the United States is. Donald Trump obviously will be president at least until January 20th. If it's Joe Biden after that, I'm going to work with the president of the United States.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine speaking on ABC 6 in Columbus today, saying he'll work with anyone to fight coronavirus. Ohio putting up a new record for single-day case reporting, more than 4,200 new cases since yesterday.
One of my all-time favorite all-news radio stations is WBBM Chicago. It's on 780 on AM, another one I can sometimes listen to off-air on a radio here in Toronto. Again, let's tap into an app for a clear sound.
From WBBM Election Central, here's political editor Craig Delamore, analyst Andy Shaw, and WBBM Cisco Cotto.
Good evening. Another exciting election night. Thanks for joining us here on News Radio WBBM. The latest results from several key races in the Cook County State's Attorney's race, with 90% of the precincts reporting Democratic incumbent Kim Fox well ahead of Republican Patrick O'Brien.
And now to the West Coast. KFI on 640 AM is a big news talker in Los Angeles. It's just after 7 in the evening there when I tap in. Still early evening, and even if their approach seems rather casual, it's clear they have resources and connections with reporters all over the U.S. to call on as the evening goes on.
All right, coming up next, we will go live to Nevada, where the polls have just closed there. It's our special election night coverage here on KFI. Gary and Shannon in, and Layla has the latest.
The U.S. Postal Service has not been able to meet a federal judge's order to sweep processing centers for undelivered mail-in ballots. In Kentucky, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has fended off Democrat Amy McGrath to win the Senate seat for a seventh time.
So far, I have focused on radio stations in Toronto and across the United States. You've also heard a bit from the BBC World Service Radio in the opening montage of the show. But here's the radio station that has had the most reaction from students when I played a presentation of radio samples in our online class the morning after the election. It's a useful exercise. Many students indicated it had not occurred to them that this story is seen as so important in other parts of the world, specifically on RJR from Kingston, Jamaica.
Radio Jamaica Headline News. The top news in just 90 seconds to keep you in the know. Radio Jamaica, active for the good of our nation.
Good morning. In the headlines at this time, Election Day in the United States has come and gone, and neither Donald Trump nor Joe Biden has been declared the winner. As of this morning, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, North Carolina, and Nevada are still too close to call, with some officials saying it could take on till the end of the week to count all the ballots.
We've sampled radio coverage here of the U.S. election from radio stations in at least 7 cities in 4 countries. On radio, election night is a very big deal. This is Crosstalk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach podcasting and radio.